Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Have we turned Christian authors and pastors into celebrities? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Listen as Joe Rathmanner visits with author and poet Steve Turner. They talked about his book, Pop Cultured, and how we can reverse the flow of celebrity culture into our churches and book clubs.
Well, it does seem that the Bible does not have specific commands on how it is that we are to relate to, say, a movie or a magazine, but it's more of a general application of how we are to live in this world. And you've kind of taken it and gotten really specific on how it is that as a Christian, we are to look at pop culture. So how do you define pop culture?
Yeah, as you say, I mean, the Bible has nothing, obviously, to say about records. It doesn't have anything to say about theater. It doesn't have anything to say about films, simply because, you know, those forms weren't around at the time. I mean, most of them, because electricity wasn't around at the time. And most of the things that I talk about, I mean, from music to recording to making films, they're all dependent on electricity. And even Paul doesn't really... You know, he must have been aware of the theatre in Athens and Greek drama, but he doesn't make any specific comments about them either. I mean, pop culture is, it's all the stuff that's, I don't think you need an education to understand pop culture. I mean, when you think of culture with a big C, you tend to think of, opera, drama and classical music. And some of those things you actually need to know a little bit before you can fully appreciate. You know, there may be the odd aria that we can relate to, but as to sort of understanding a full opera, unless we know the background story, unless we know the background of opera, we may not grasp it. But with pop music, for example, you don't really need a background. It may help if you have one, but you certainly don't need one. And you know, on YouTube, you see wonderful videos of kids, you know, like 2 or 3 years old, sort of listening to a Michael Jackson record and kind of dancing along. You just don't need an education to appreciate those sort of things.
Well, I wrote down a quote that you had written in your book from Karl Barth that you say accurately sums up what you've tried to do in this work. And it says, take your Bible and take your newspaper and read both, but interpret newspapers from your Bible. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I think... I think it's, as you alluded to earlier, I mean, it's a matter of applying principles that you learn from Scripture, because there is nothing in Scripture that says, here's how to read a newspaper, here's how to interpret popular culture, here's how to listen to music. But you can take the principles. And I suppose the test really is like, which principles do you apply and where do you apply them? I mean, you earlier on quoted the, being in the world but not of it. I mean, there's some people that would take that and say, well, that clearly means... You know, you're on the planet, but you're not to have anything to do with the culture outside. And as you know, in America, there are religious groups who take that to mean you have nothing to do with the modern world at all. Some even to the extent of not having electricity. So it's a question of discernment, really, like knowing which biblical principles apply where and how do you apply them.